against Iraq more than 11 years. I think it was 13 years.
13
years of sanctions. And just prior to that, Iraq having emerged from an eight-year war with Iran.
Correct.
So if you could talk about both those
things. I think, you know, we really need to think more carefully about the 35 years, because in the 70s, actually, Iraq was, despite being a dictatorship, it was flourishing economically. You know, there was the push for women to enter the labor force, education. There was a welfare state. Things started to get worse during the 80s, as you mentioned, from 1980 to 88, the war with Iran. During this period, everyone between, every man between the ages of 15 and 65 had to go to the front. Women during this period became superwomen, because Saddam Hussein at some point came out in 85 and said every good Iraqi woman should have 5 children. At the same time, well, women were under pressure to produce the future soldiers of Iraq. They were, you would find them in all kinds of jobs. So when I was visiting Iraq during that time, I saw women working at petrol stations, driving trucks. And so, you know, women filled up many of the jobs that were previously held by men. So not a good situation, but a situation where women did play an active role. And then from after following the invasion of Kuwait in August 1990, we had the onset of sanctions. And although the idea was, the justification was to contain Saddam, it actually had the opposite effect. Saddam controlled the limited resources. It's during this time that we saw this incredible shift in terms of increased poverty. We saw the feminization of poverty. We saw that all the welfare services that the state provided, like free childcare, free transportation to work, a robust healthcare system, a robust education system, all this eroded during this period. And I remember my aunt telling me during this time, she said, you know, the first Gulf War 1991, following the invasion of Kuwait, bridges were destroyed, but sanctions destroyed our society, and, you know, you cannot recover from that.
Professor Alali, if you could end, we just have a minute, with your what you want to leave people with on this 20th anniversary of the war.
Well, I think that for people in the U.S., this is high time to, you know, rethink U.S. military interventions in the world. But it's also time to think about responsibility, accountability, and possible reparations. But I also want to end on the note that, as I said, the young generation of Iraqis are trying to go beyond, live beyond the impact of the invasion occupation. There's lots of creativity, resourcefulness, and positive energy. So I have some hope. But I think for people, especially in this country, you know, it's high time to really rethink U.S. military involvement and also policy more broadly, not just in Iraq, but in the Middle East and the world generally.
Nadia Alali is director of the Center for Middle East Studies at Brown University, where she's professor of anthropology and Middle East studies. Her books include What Kind of Liberation? Women and the Occupation of Iraq. In fact, there are still 2,500 U.S. troops in Iraq. Democracy Now! Is currently accepting applications for a digital fellow. Learn more and apply at democracynow.org. Democracy Now! Produced with Mike Burke, Renee Feltz, Dina Guzder, Messiah Rhodes, Maria Tarasena, Tammy Warnoff, Tarina Nadura, Sam Elkofte, Marie Astudio, John Hamilton, Robbie Karen, Honey Masood. I'm Amy Goodman with Nermeen Sheikh.
Dr. Ruth Westheimer. And if you listen to WRCT Pittsburgh, you know that in most cases, size does not matter.
WRCT Pittsburgh.
Everybody ready?
Well, hello there, everybody, and welcome to another exciting episode of Whiskey Before Breakfast, or the Roots program, depending on where you are located. I am Manda Richard, and we've got a lot of great music for you. We'll start off on the liquored up side of the family, like we always do. We'll close down on the gospel side of the family, like we always do. And in between, we'll hear from Woody Snyder, my longtime colleague at WVUD in Newark, Delaware. And we've got lots of other great music. So what say we just go ahead and get started? Maggie from Michigan, if you're listening, I know this is one of your favorites from Della May.
Why don't you swing it on back, make another old-fashioned, stir it up right for all that dancing. Baby, won't you whirl me around? You know that you're my Birmingham. Well, Jefferson will set you up right. Booker takes you home for the night. A little buffalo trace and my feet are off the ground. And now I'm dancing with a Birmingham. Why don't you swing it on back, make another old-fashioned, stir it up right for all that dancing. Baby, won't you whirl me around? You know that you're my Birmingham. A little bullet for the old pass around. You know there's nothing like a bourbon hand. Why don't you swing it on back, make another old fashioned, stir it up right for all that dancing. Baby, won't you whirl me around? You know that you're my bourbon hand. Make another old fashioned, stir it up right for all that dancing. Baby, won't you whirl me around? You know that you're my bourbon hound. Fire old Pappy's gonna lift you off of the ground. You know that you're my bourbon hound. Why don't you swing it on back, make another old fashioned, stir it up right for all that dancing. Baby, won't you whirl me around? You know that you're my bourbon hound.
Thank you.
don't know my name. I think I'll keep it that way, if it's all the same. Ain't bound by nothing but desire.
About how much someone drinks.
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
Hey, this is Kevin Johnson from the Plate Scrapers. Don't do those dishes yet. You gotta stop and listen to Whiskey Before Breakfast with Mando Richard.
betray me and you make me lose control. Whiskey, you enslave me and I say things I regret through my soul. Whiskey, you met me, you led me so far astray. Whiskey, you let me forget me and lose my way. So I'm leaving your drunken disaster. Whiskey, whiskey, I'm gone. Whiskey, I have blamed you. I've claimed you have done this to me. Whiskey stays the same, yet I shame you for my own disease. I bid you farewell on my endeavor. But whiskey, whiskey, I'm gone. Whiskey, I'm gone. I've been hanging on your bottle too long. Whiskey, I'm gone. Of your sweet kiss I'll always be fond. The days of surrender I'll try to remember. But whiskey, whiskey, I'm gone. So I'm working on, working on fixing my tune. Whiskey, I'm gone. I've been hanging on your bottle too long. Whiskey, I'm gone. Of your sweet kiss I'll always be fond. The days of surrender but whiskey, whiskey, I'm gone. Don't be sad, Amber, you know you were always my friend. And the moment I'm gone, you know it won't be too long. 'Cause I always seem to come back in the end.
Chasing old memories down since the real thing. 90 proof will do. Give me one more round, I'm chasing old memories down. Sit right here next to me. Everybody knew these stones were hers and mine. Well, they say that nothing lasts, so I'm a prisoner of the past. And tonight I've got only one thing on my mind. I'm a chasing old memories down, since the real thing ain't around. And I can't convince my heart she's really gone. Six or 90 proof will do. Give me one more round, I'm chasing old memories down.
Thanks so much for tuning into Whiskey Before Breakfast or the Roots program, depending on where you are located. And right now, while I'm chatting with you, you are hearing a track from Tim Ball's new record, Upstate Crossroads. He calls it the Fireplace Set. It includes Andy DeJarlis's The Fireplace Reel, then Don Messer's Breakdown. Yes, written by Don Messer. And then Wally Trugatt's The Snowflake Breakdown. That's what you'll listen to while I tell you about our opening set of music. Back at the beginning of the show, we heard from Della May and that classic Bourbon Hound from their 2019 record, The Butcher Shop. Now send that out to Maggie from Michigan. I know she loves that particular Della May song. Then we heard from 2011, Melissa Ruth and the Likely Stories doing the title track of their release, Ain't No Whiskey. And then a new record from 2023, from Austin Mays' record, Bridges and Kerosene, you heard Whiskey, I'm Gone. And then from the bluegrass side of the family, you heard another new track, Junior Sisk doing Chasing Down Old Memories. Yeah. Woody Snyder will join us in just a few minutes, so stay tuned.
Joining me on the line is someone who I know is looking forward to the springtime. It's Mr. Woody Snyder.
Yes, this is Woody Snyder, and thank you so much to Amanda Richard for giving us a call. And we like to play some music, and I think we really have some fun music today.
You sure do. And you're going to start off with sort of a gospel number from Third Time Out.
Called It's a Lonesome Road. And the Third Time Out comes, of course, a great bluegrass band. And I think it's a good way to get started today.
Burden being low, and your word steps are growing slow beneath your load. Let your Savior lend you a helping hand, on your knees he'll understand, as you travel down this lonesome, long, lonesome road.
It's a lonesome road.
It's a lonesome road.
Lonesome, long, lonesome road.
When your dearest friends have turned you down, and the whole world seems to frown, and old Satan tries to steal your crown with his gold. Trust in Jesus, and I'm sure you'll find him a leader, true and kind, as you travel down this lonesome, long, lonesome road.
It's a lonesome road.
It's a lonesome road. Lonesome, long, lonesome road.
It's a lonesome road.
Lonesome, long, lonesome road.
Turn off the noise. I'll light you a candle. I've been gone on the road too long. Lend me this moment. Tell me all about it. I've been gone on the road too long. Time creeps forward without failure. You can't help but leave some things behind. Oh, it's the end of the world again, my darling. I can almost see the fire in the sky. You say crowds have gathered, the smoke it billows. Been gone on the road too long. There's nothing left here. It's all ash, no tinder. I've been gone on the road too long. You can't go back us that time is over. You can't help but leave some things behind. Oh, it's the end of the world again, my darling. I can almost see the fire in the sky. Gave you the best, and I don't think we've seen the worst yet. Cause I'm gonna leave, I know no other way. I'll be gone on the road too long. It's the end of the world again, my darling. I can almost see the fire in the skies. You're going away.
sweet hours that we spend in the Red River Valley, and love we exchange with the flowers. Come and sit by my side if you love me. Do not hasten to bid me adieu. Just remember the Red River Valley and the one who has loved you so true.
Melting snows of Ontario, where the wind will make you shiver. 'Twas the month of May up in Georgian Bay, near the mouth of the Musquash River, where the bears prowl and the coyotes howl, and you can hear the osprey scream. Back in 99, we were cutting pine and sending it down the stream. Young Sandy Gray came to Go Home Bay all the way from PEI, where the weather's rough and it makes it tough, no man's afraid to die. Sandy came a smiling, 30,000 islands was the place to claim his glory. Now Sandy's gone, but his name lives on. This is Sandy's story. Young Sandy Gray lives on today in the echoes of a mighty owl. Listen close and you'll hear a ghost in this story that I tell, boys, this story that I tell. Now Sandy Gray was boss of the men who would toss the trees onto the shore. They'd come and go till they built a floe, 100,000 logs or more. And he'd ride them down towards Severn Sound to cut them up in the mills for timber. And the ships would haul spring, summer, and fall till the ice came in December. One Sabbath day, Big Sandy Gray came into camp with a peavey on his shoulder. With a thunder crack, he dropped his axe and the room got a little bit colder. Said, come on all you, we got work to do. We gotta give her all we can give her. There's a jam of logs at the little jog near the mouth of the Musquash River. With no time to pray on the Lord's Day, they were hoping for God's forgiveness. But the jam was high in a troubled sky, and they set out about their business. They poked with their poles and ran with the rolls and tried to stay on their feet. Every trick they tried, one man cried, this log jam's got us beat. But Sandy Gray was not afraid, and he let out a mighty yell. I'll be damned, we'll break this jam, or it's breakfast in hell, boys. Breakfast in hell. Sandy scrambled up to the top. He's working like a dog, even 30-foot logs, and it looked like he'd never stop. And he struggled on, these men so strong, till the jam began to sway. And they dove for cover to the banks of the river, all except for Sandy Gray. Now with thoughts of death, they held their breath as they saw their friend go down. They all knew in a second or two he'd be crushed or frozen or drowned.
they saw him fall, they heard him call just once, then it was over. Young Sandy Gray gave his life that day through the mouth of the Musquash River. But Sandy Gray was not afraid, and he let out a mighty yell. I'll be damned, we'll break this jam, or it's breakfast in hell, boys. Breakfast in hell. East of Giant's Tomb, there's plenty of room. There's no fences and no walls. And if you listen close, you'll hear a ghost down by Sandy Gray Falls. Through the tops of the trees, you'll hear in the breeze the echoes of a mighty yell. I'll be damned, we'll break this jam, or it's breakfast in hell. And Sandy Gray lives on a day in the echoes of a mighty yell. I'll be damned, we'll break this jam, or it's breakfast in hell, boys. Breakfast in hell.
So much for tuning in to the Roots program, or Whiskey Before Breakfast, depending on where you are located. And we're in the middle of a set of music that Woody Snyder has picked out for us. And before I get him back on the line to chat with us, I should tell you that in the background you're listening to the banjo player Bill Evans, not the piano player Bill Evans, but the banjoist Bill Evans, lead his band, and they say you're never lonely in Louisville. That'll be the musical bit while Woody and I tell you about this set of music. Back at the beginning of the set, he picked out Third Time Out doing It's a Lonesome Road, a great old gospel number. And then we went to one of your go-to bands, didn't we? We went to the Steel Wheels.
Well, Steel Wheels has always been one of my favorite bands, and the song is called End of the World Again. Of course, the Steel Wheels, they are great performers, and they write almost all their own songs. And this one was written probably around 2014. It's a beautiful song. And the lead singer, of course, Trent Wegler, is he's the lead, but there's only four of them there, and they're just awesome musicians, all the four of them.
Next up, you went to Susie Boggess's old record, American Folk Songbook, and what did you pick out from that?
Well, I picked out Red River Valley. The song actually dates back, public domain, to 1890. It's a very, very old song.
Woody, that makes the song older than you or me.
Added together, perhaps. And one of Susie Boggess, of course, she's just a great singer.
And coming up next, we've got a song that Sled Cleaves wrote. I think I played a version of it just a couple of months ago, but this is, I think I played a live version. This is a really sturdy old logging story that Sled Cleaves wrote.
And the song is called Breakfast in Hell. It's a story about cutting logs up in Maine. They're cutting logs in Maine, and the bad weather is terrible. And unfortunately, some people who were cutting the logs got drowned. And I guess that's bad news, but that's what happened.
You know, Woody, when you tell a story like that, it sounds awful.
It may sound awful. The story is not a pleasant story, but Slade Cleaves, he is one of our really great guys, and he continues to write great music himself.
Well, those four were great. You've got one of my favorite Lubin Brothers songs coming up next from The Dreadful Snakes.
Yeah, what a great band name, The Dreadful Snakes. And they have a great song, Cash on the Barrelhead. This is from around 1983, and Bella Fleck is a good part of that. Plus, the whole band, The Dreadful Snakes, is just a fantastic band. And Cash on the Barrelhead, you can't beat that, but I think. What a great name. But this is one of the best band names. As you listen to music, and I know you listen to lots of music, and I do too, but I say, when you want to pick names for a band, when you call it Dreadful Snakes, what kind of a band name is Dreadful Snakes? But there it is. What a great band it is, too.
Well, they only put out that one record back on Rounder back in 1983, Snakes Alive. And from that, Woody has picked out Cash on the Barrelhead. Well, Woody, thanks so much.
Well, you're certainly welcome. I think we have some really great songs. We start out with some great bluegrass music live, bluegrass music, the third time out, and we can wrap it up with The Dreadful Snakes. I always like to listen to the song, The Dreadful Snakes.
All right, Woody. We'll talk to you again real soon. And here come The Dreadful Snakes with Cash on the Barrelhead, right here on Whiskey Before Breakfast or The Roots Program.
Lord, they put me in a jailhouse for loafing on the street. When the judge heard the verdict, he said, "You're guilty, man." He gave me $45, 30 days in the can. That'll be cash on the barrelhead, son. Not part of cash, the entire sum. No money down, no credit plan. Give me cash on the barrelhead, I'm a busy man. Slip. I had a good-hearted jailer with a six-gun him. He let me call long distance. She said, "Number, please." Just as soon as I told her, she shouted back at me, "That'll be cash on the barrelhead, son. Not party cash, the entire song. No money down. Plan. 'Cause a little bird tells me you're a traveling man." A heavy load. I saw a greyhound coming. I stuck out my thumb. Soon as I was seated, the driver caught my arm. "That'll be cash on the barrelhead, son. This old gray dog gets paid to run. When the engine stops and the wheels don't roll, give me cash on the barrelhead. Take you down the road."
come all you loyal heroes, wherever you may be. To plow the rocks of pond, oh, rise up, Callan Sweeney, and give your horse some hay. Before they stray away, don't fear the moss of turnips, put them out on your green lawn, for they never will be able for to plow. My stockings, they are thin. My heart is always trembling for fear that they might give in. My heart is always trembling from the clear. To plow the rocks upon, and I wish that Queen of England, she would call for me in time, place me in a regiment, all in my prime. I would fight for Ireland's glory from the clear daylight till the dawn. I never will return again to plow the rocks of Pond. Thank you.
the seas, by the rising of the seas, the day may yet be lost, and the empty world tossed on the rising seas. The temperature is rising, lads, degree by degree, woe betide us, come the rising sea. Come terrible migrations and a world of refugees, all adrift on the rising sea. The rising of the seas, by the rising of the seas, the day may yet be lost, and the empty world tossed on the rising sea. The icebergs all are calving, bear cubs drifting on the floes, well away on the rising sea. And the landfalls are a-shrinking down to where nobody knows, sinking low on the rising sea. The rising of the seas, by the rising of the seas, the day may yet be lost, and the empty world tossed on the rising seas. Come hurricanes and river floods and ice storms, know it well, by the rising of the sea. And the furnace burning fuel sounds like the tolling of the bell of the rising sea. And the droughts of withered flowers that are twisting in the breeze, far away from the rising seas. In the wildfires we are losing all the forests for the trees, to the winds of the rising seas. And the birds without direction on the sere and arid plains, water gone to the rising seas. Nor any drop to drink in the pools of dirty acid rain, washing down to the rising sea. The rising of the seas, by the rising of the seas, the day may yet be lost, and the empty world tossed on the rising seas. And the ghosts of all our memories may spill o'er the ocean floor, nethermost to the rising sea. With the shipwrecks of our grand designs and all that came before, drowned away in the rising seas. The rising of the seas, by the rising of the seas, the day may yet be lost, and the empty world tossed on the rising seas. Yet may we mark this vision well and evermore take heed from the call of the rising seas. And turn around our foundering ship by every word and deed in the name of the rising sea. The rising of the seas, by the rising of the seas, the day may yet be lost, and the empty world tossed on the rising seas. Of the rising of the seas, by the rising of the seas, the day may yet be lost, and the empty world tossed on the rising seas.
Oh,
We've reached about the halfway point of Whiskey Before Breakfast or the Roots program, depending on where you're listening. And in the background, you're listening to Mike Mullins play three tunes he calls the Contra Dance set from his record, Eight String Sketches, which came out last year. Now, what did you hear in that last set of music? Well, Woody Snyder began the set by picking out the Dreadful Snakes, doing the Louvin Brothers' Cash on the Barrelhead. And then I switched the mood totally, didn't I? From Karen Casey's new record, Nine Apples of Gold, you heard The Rocks of Bawn. And then we heard James Caan doing a new sea shanty from his album By the Rising of the Sea, Shanties for Our Time, doing The Rising of the Sea. That record came out last year. And then we heard from Columbus, Georgia, Wolf and Clover, from their record 12 Month and a Day, which came out, I believe, in late 2021. You heard them doing En Regard Dub. Fortunately, the English translation is a lot easier than that Gaelic, the dark-haired rogue. Thanks so much for tuning in to Whiskey Before Breakfast of the Roots program. We'll be back in just a moment with more great music. You are listening to Whiskey Before Breakfast on WRCT Pittsburgh, WVUD and WVUD HD1 Newark, Delaware, WUTC and WUTC HD1 Chattanooga, Tennessee, WKYWLP Kaiser, West Virginia, or Tube City Online Radio from McKeesport, Pennsylvania at WMCK.FM.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
Hey there, it's the Mockster from WRCT's own Friday night extravaganza, Viva La Mock, reminding you that you're listening to Whiskey Before Breakfast with my good friend, Mando Richard. But then again, unless you're a first-time listener, you probably already knew what you're listening to, right? Huh? Right? And if not, maybe, just maybe, you've had a little too much whiskey before breakfast, if you know what I mean.
Spack Brothers Pizza joins you in supporting WRCT Pittsburgh. Spack Brothers Pizza offers pizza, hoagies, and wings while specializing in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. Spack Brothers Pizza uses no refined sugars in its sauce and unbleached flour in its dough. Spack Brothers is committed to safety during the ongoing pandemic, and they provide online ordering and payment, as well as contact-free pickup. You can learn more about online ordering at their website, www.spackbrothers.com, and you will receive a text message when your food is ready for pickup. For more information, call 412-362-SPAK or visit their website at spackbrothers.com. That's 412-362-7725 or spakbrothers.com. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities.
Hi, this is DJ Firefly with a message for Richard Whiskey Folk listeners. I invite you to tune in for my show, Couch Dancing. I've got guitars, violins, hand drums, oud, vocal harmonies, and all the irreverent silliness you've come to expect from WRCT. Catch it Wednesdays at 3 p.m.